I want to go right now to our GMI studios. Joe Scroggins is with Service Master Elite, but I think he's live in Mississippi. I'm going to let you take it from here. It must be kind of a mess there trying to get on certain roads and to New Orleans. What's it like there? Is Joe with us? Yep.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, sorry about that. A little bad connection. Yeah, right now it's just heavy, heavy wind and rain where we're at. The storm's kind of right over us. Really, right now it's just waiting for the storm to clear out so the roads can start opening up. And our intent is, once we can get in, to start heading in towards Baton Rouge and New Orleans and start the cleanup efforts.
And again, what's your plan once you get to New Orleans?
Well, you know, we go in and clean up commercial properties that have been damaged with water. So our first task is going to be assessing the damage, extracting moisture and water. And it will be sent up power. We've staged up power throughout the region. It will be shipped in, generators, and we've staged up with fueling sources. So we're ready to go once the storm clears, start powering up spaces so we can get dehumidification placed and start drying out buildings. We focus on commercial properties to start getting life back to normal for as many folks as possible.
Have you gotten any intel? You're in Mississippi now, Joe. Have you got any intel on just how bad New Orleans? I know there's no power there, but have you heard any intel on how bad the water and the winds and the damage?
Yeah, I've heard those reports of isolated flooding in certain parts of New Orleans. I know right outside the levee, it's pretty heavily hit. The reports I'm getting is that there's going to be a week for some of that water to recede right outside of New Orleans. Inside, there's a lot of wind damage, roofs off of buildings, a lot of wind-driven rain that's wrecked through windows and flooding through doors, and but a good amount of roof damage in through New Orleans. I know right outside of it, a number of the smaller parishes are pretty well whacked at this point.
And again, you're where are you exactly, Joe? You're live and you're joining us live, but you're driving. You're in Mississippi, is that right?
Yes, I'm right outside of Jackson right now, trying to find a way into the region. I think we're kind of waiting for the wind to clear out before we start getting our trucks on the road. We still have good 45-50 mile per hour wind gusts at the moment right here in Jackson. So.
And what about if you tried to fuel up? Are the gas stations out of gas in that area, or is that I heard some places a few hours away, people had sort of fueled up early, and there might be a little bit of a delay?
Yeah, I think the closer to Baton Rouge you get, the worse it is. The fueling situation is not too bad in Jackson right now. But we anticipate right around Baton Rouge you start losing power, so that's where you have issues with gas. It does sound as if, on the outskirts of where the storm hit, there's still power. Lafayette, we have a crew there, and they have power. Fuel is okay in that region, but you just cross that bridge into Baton Rouge, and that's where you kind of start getting into the destruction.
I appreciate it. Joe Scroggins joining us, Service Master Elite, the rest of cleanup. Just days, how long will you be down there, you think?
Well, if history repeats itself, it's anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 weeks. It just kind of depends on the severity of the damages with the properties we work with. But we anticipate being down here for 3 to 6 weeks.
All right. Joe Scroggins joining us. Maybe get an update. Corey will touch base with you maybe once you get to New Orleans in the next day or two. Let us know what it looks like. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.